If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts. Those low points in your life are really to teach you something. They're to teach you something, and they're to also help you realize how strong and resilient you are. Because you never really know how strong you are until you have no choice but to be strong. So it's in my experience, in hindsight, looking back, I've realized that the wilderness or the low periods are to teach you something. They're to help you break out of a certain cycle that has you spiraling that you unfortunately have to learn the hard way. So it's meant to teach you something. It's meant to show you how resilient you are and to help you become more resilient. And in my experience, it's also meant to help you strengthen your spirituality or your relationship with God. So that's the main three things that the wilderness season has done for me. That's the purpose that I believe it serves in our lives. That's the purpose I believe it served in my life. And in my experience, the easiest way to go through the wilderness or your low season, that low point in your life, is to actually just go through it with an open mind and try to learn the lesson that you are meant to learn. So why are you there in the first place? That's the big thing you have to pay attention to, because in episode 6, when I talked about my experience, I told you the reason I was there was because I had a victim mentality and I felt like the world was just out to get me and nothing was going right. I never practiced gratitude. I was always complaining about something. I had a very negative mindset, and so it led to me feeling like I was carrying the weight of the world upon other things that led to me getting to that point. But ultimately, it made me realize that I had to change my mindset, and I also had to start dealing with things and stop pushing things off and always just brushing things to the side, putting things on the shelf to deal with later, because I felt like they were too hard to deal with, or it was too hard for me to look at, or I did not like being vulnerable back then. I did not like opening up. I did not like looking at things that I felt like would make me cry. I thought crying was a weakness. I thought crying was like the worst thing you could do. I did not like any signs of vulnerability. I was allergic to vulnerability. And that tough point in my life forced me to look at all of those things, and I had absolutely no choice but to deal with it. And prior to me getting to that point, I never dealt with anything. So I had to get to that point in order for me to finally stop shelving all of my problems and to finally deal with them. And now fast forward almost a decade later, because that was when I was 16 years old. I'm 25 now. So 9 years later, I finally understand why I had to get to that point. And thank God I didn't do what I sought out to do, because, you know, I mean, that would have literally been the end. So now that I have that experience and I didn't do it, in hindsight, I can tell you the purpose for that was for me to finally address all of my issues. Now, I didn't address all of it then and there. It did take me years. It did take a lot of work on myself, right? And I've talked about all of these things in bits and pieces on like pretty much every episode I've made on the podcast, where I talk about growth and all of that. All of that stemmed from that dark point in my life where I literally wanted to end my life. It forced me to start looking at things differently. And 9 years later, I'm not allergic to vulnerability. I actually communicate now, okay? You know, we getting better with the communication. You know, I can communicate my feelings now. I no longer shelf things for later. Like, I deal with stuff now as it comes. I don't put things on the shelf like, no, that's too hard. I don't want to deal with that right now. I literally will address my problems as they come, because I know from experience what happens when you constantly put your problems aside and you never look at it and you don't deal with it. I know it piles up, and I know how low of a point it got me to at one point in my life. So now with that experience, I no longer do that. So that wilderness season that almost ended my life literally was also like a rebirth, because I became a completely different person having gone through that. That was meant to teach me stuff. It was meant to show me how I was self-sabotaging, show me all of my bad habits, show me all of the things that I had to work on. And that was also the beginning of my relationship with God, because back then I was atheist. And I told y'all that I talked about the fact that I was atheist on another episode, which if you're interested, I will link in the description. But I was atheist until that point. It was when I had absolutely nothing left, that's when I turned to God. And I wasn't the best Christian back then, but over time I've become better. I've grown in my faith, right? But if you look at such a dark point like wanting to end your life, and I apologize, I didn't really put a trigger warning in the beginning, but I won't go into depth or anything. But if you look at a tragic experience like that and you try to understand it in the moment and you try to fight against it, it's like trying to swim against the current in the ocean. Like you just have to go with it, and eventually it will stop and then you'll be able to swim out of it. But in my experience, the wilderness season, anytime you're going through a struggle, a period of loneliness, of silence, of isolation, of loss, maybe you lost something or someone or something significant that affects your lifestyle. Anytime you're going through a low point, it's always meant to teach you something that you would not have learned otherwise if you were just prospering. So unfortunately, the lows of life are necessary to teach you tough lessons. And the best thing to do when you're going through the low point, in my experience, is to just feel how you feel. Don't ignore your emotions, but also try to pay attention to the lesson you are trying to learn. Because one thing about life, if you do not learn the lesson the first time, it will come around and make you take the class again. Thanks for tuning in to this week's recap. If you enjoyed that snippet, make sure you check out the full episode listed in the title and the description. And tune in every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays for more recaps. Also, if you know someone who needs to hear this, make sure you share this episode with them. Or if you would like to share it with your followers, because maybe you think a few people who follow you should probably hear it for whatever reason, screenshot the episode and share it on your Instagram story and tag me at secluded.thoughts. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. And I will talk to you on the next episode.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.